Thanks for listening to the Gregor Show podcast. Are you looking for something unique? Lakewood has a large selection of special edition trucks by Chevrolet. Life is too short not to be special. Learn more at lakewoodchev.com.
And he just landed. Let's get to the Rashog Report. Better late than never, brought to you by Auto City Edmonton, St. Albert Trail, and 131st Avenue. Over 750 previously owned vehicles to choose from. Check them out at autocityedmonton.com. Shogger, I'm hearing reports that the GMs discussed maybe they would look at putting in a timer on offside reviews for next season.
Huh. Well, I know they're concerned about how long some of them are taking.
Yeah.
Nobody that I talked to today mentioned that. So maybe that was in a different scrum. Maybe it was a different interview. But I mean, a timer and then what? Like, and then the timer goes off and the ref says, sorry, I wasn't able to get this done fast enough for you. And now I can't check.
Valid question.
And then it turns out it was offside and shouldn't have been a goal, but they just couldn't get it in under the line. So too bad.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think what they do is they have the timer probably sitting there, and they basically say, okay, you guys have looked at it 10 times over. Make a decision. Either it is or it isn't, and we move on. Because as we've seen, Ryan, in the Edmonton game, they looked at it for 7 minutes, and they still got it wrong.
Right. I mean, what would make more sense to me is a timer. Like, if you want to save a similar amount of time, you have a timer on the team for calling the challenge. Right. So only a certain amount of time after the goal is scored do they have to look at their monitors and try and see and make a decision. And then also enough with the referee going over to the bench and giving a big long diatribe as to why he made the call.
Yeah, agreed
with
that.
I mean, enough. Like the call is made. They're not changing their mind. The coach isn't going to argue his way out of it. It just starts being lobbying for the next call at that point. If you need an explanation, you know, call Mike Murphy the next day or you know, get clarification from the league after the fact. But the 40-second explanation at the bench is not necessary. And I know the refs want to be respectful to the coaches, but if they're so worried about the time crunch, then make them call the challenge faster and don't spend a whole bunch of time explaining it after the fact. But if you're stopping the game, if you're looking at the video, if you're talking to Toronto and it takes an extra 45 seconds to get it right, then just do it. To me, it would be stupid for a timer to go off and go, well, what do you think, guys? Sorry, can't figure it out.
What about putting it in real time? What about only reviewing it in real time?
Well, what's the point of that? Like not letting them, like, slow motion?
Yeah, like not going super slow motion frame by frame, because now you're making a call that can't be called on the ice by the humans or even the players skating.
Well, but what's the point of reviewing it then? I mean, the human eye already once through saw that it wasn't.
Well, because I think I think you answered your question. The reason this was put in was for the Matt Duchene offsides. Can we agree on that? That's why it was put in, to eliminate the obvious ones. So if you can see it in real time, then it's obvious. If you can't, because you got to go frame by frame and see if the skate's above the ice and now it's not, or you know, the guy was a millimeter in. To me, I don't think that's why the rule was put in place. Is all I'm saying.
But the number of goals that get called back, where we go, you know what, that was like so fine a margin, who cares? I mean,
yeah, I think that's why there's a lot of them.
Yeah, some of them. But there, to me, there's a lot of them where it was offside, and good thing they were able to take a look. And then you have the technology to slow it down, so why not? I mean, if you're going to do the review, do it properly and make the right call. What's the point of doing reviews?
Well, there is
no
point.
That's giving yourself the best chance of making the right call. So if they want it in, don't do things to make it ineffective. If you want it out, fine. But if you got it in there, don't hamstring yourself and make it so you can't get it right after all.
Yeah, well, I guess what we determine getting it right, that's how we're all going to have different opinions on what's, quote, getting it right or not. Getting it right to something that is impossible for people to do in the course of the game, I'm not sure that's getting it right. Right?
Yeah, there's so much of the game that is subjective to the referees and the linesmen. So much icings,
and the players
too,
sure.
All sorts of stuff. Right? It's all subjective, and we're relying on trained referees and trained linesmen to control the flow of the game and make decisions every second of the game. So there's errors that happen all the time, and missed penalties, and missed this, and missed that, and the game accepts that. So, you know, why not accept the human error on you know, something like offside? Well,
exactly.
You're right. The Matt Duchene one was ugly. And, you know, I can understand how they'd want a system in place to safeguard against something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's hard because it's like an all or nothing thing. I mean, how do you say, okay, well, you can review it, and if it's less than 6 inches offside, well, now how do you measure that? And how do you – like, you're either doing it or you're not.
Yeah, I just think they overreacted to Duchesne, and now they can't come back. That's the unfortunate part of it. Because yeah. Since the Matt Duchesne one, have we seen any blatant ones that are, like, that obvious? And that, I think, is the issue for me. Quickly, the order game last night, an opportunity missed, I felt,
yes.
Because they just kept passing up and then not bearing down on their great opportunities. You know, to me, it wasn't a lack of effort. I didn't think they came out flat. I think when they had chances to score, they simply didn't do it.
Yeah, they generated a pretty good number of chances. I mean, Connor was, he was on and he was buzzing around out there. He was even a little bit guilty of it too. I mean, he had opportunities, again, passing off a few times that he could be shooting. So yeah, I mean, I thought they played well enough to be in the game, but didn't bury their chances, and they didn't bury it on a night where, you know, the other team is hungry and the other team's in a playoff fight and they're going to be desperate. You got to rely on your skill guys to bury when they get their chances, and they didn't, and that's the difference in the game. So yeah, definitely I agree with you. It's a missed opportunity, but talk about an opportunity to bounce back with a massive challenge. The Oilers have been a good bounce back team. And what a great challenge is rolling into town.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it on Friday night, Shogger. We appreciate you joining us late. Get home, get some rest. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, pal. Talk to you.
It's Ryan Rashog from TSN.